This recording, Cameroon 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, check herself in the mirror and wash her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleecy jacket, pick up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot or mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would not expect to see in a dog of a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for him. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered eager. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to die, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed that the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Cameroon. I grew up in Douala, which is the second biggest city in my home country. I stayed in Douala until age 20, when I moved to Italy for educational purpose. I have been in Kansas City now for almost 7 years, and I am a pharmacy student at University of Kansas School of Pharmacy, class of 2017. I am the dad of a almost 3-year-old girl, Audrey, and I'm a husband to Marie Renée, and that's it. The basic.